his hair like he did before. He don't wear those dirty old black boots no more.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And yeah, we had a beautiful, huge Ramones tribute, like a 40-minute tribute by Warthog on here. Fantastic. If you missed it, you can find the archives later. I'll post that on the Crash Course for the Ravers site, or you can find it at in the schedule at WMFO.org. So what did we hear after them? We heard Ramones, When I Was Young, Warthog, Strength to Endure, then Gary Numan with Alive Cards from 2003, New York Dolls, Pirate Love, Johnny Thunders singing that one live, and yeah, that wasn't on any studio album. He put that on a Johnny Thunders album afterward. I think it was on Lamp, wasn't it? Right. But there you go, live, New York Dolls, doing Pirate Love. The Senders, Devil Shooting Dice, with our friend Philippe Marquade. Blondie there, Out in the Streets. A lot different than what I was expecting. You know what? I had a brain fart of a name of a song. For a second, I thought, because I knew she hung out with the Stooges in the early days, Iggy and the Stooges, I thought maybe she was, I found a cover of Down on the Street, but no, title's totally different. So, yeah, kind of light for me, I think, that Blondie song. So if you didn't expect that, that's why. That's why. And now you probably want to hear that Stooges song. And I'll get it out of your system right now. What else do you want to get out of your system? 855-915-9636 for request. I'm Brian. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. Town.
Probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. I'm still here with the dude.
I'm still here
from Warthog. What's up, man?
And what's going on?
Your real name's Mike, right?
My real name is Mike.
How's it going, Mike? Hey, you found over in the cassette section some friends of yours, huh?
Yes, which they're called Rogue.
Rogue. It says Rogue is George Sponge, the lights are down here. George Sponge Man O'Connor. Oh, George Sponge Man. And then John Greasy Patch. Well, you know these guys. Well,
I know the singer.
Let's see.
George O'Connor, John Burnham, Eric. Eric is the guy I know. Eric, just Eric.
Okay. Oh, so you don't even know him well. Do you want to see if we can get this cassette going?
Well, sure, all right. Absolutely.
Let's just see what's on it. We'll keep the mics up and talk a bit because we don't know what this is. Let's try. I can't remember the last time I used a tape deck in here. See if this works. I had to assign something to the board.
What's funny is they're starting to sell cassettes again.
Oh, here we go. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Let's listen. This is Rogue.
This is Rogue, local band. Good and heavy.
They're heavy. What's the name of this one? Look at the first song on there. Shackled and Bound.
Bound and Shackled.
Bound and Shackled. Well, somebody on the band might see they got played and go, holy, who's got that?
Oh, this is funny.
That's the best I can get it. It's all the way up.
This cassette's going to be at least 20 somewhat odd years old.
Yeah, do they still make cassettes? Anyone?
They just, for whatever reason, within the last couple of years, they started remanufacturing cassettes. I think it had to do with Record Store Day a year or two ago, Metallica.
Do they think it's going to be another retro thing, like vinyl? Or
not for nothing, man. Show me a cassette player anywhere in any car right now. Okay, I don't even have a cassette player in my car. And it was the worst media. Because the thing disintegrates after a while.
Right. You know, like this, you know, this probably sounded decent at one time.
20 years ago, this probably sounded great. At this point, it's so, you know, it's old.
And I think MFO will let you have this if you want to have your friend's CD.
This would be,
your friend's cassette tape.
I actually sent him a picture of it, and he's like, it has songs on there we need.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Today, you sent him a picture of it.
Just when we were
What's
loading.
His name? Give
his
him a shout.
His name is Eric. Eric.
You think he's listening now?
I don't know if Eric Carter's listening. He works at Harrison's in Woobin.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's listening.
Well, let's let him play a little. Is he a singer? What does he do?
He is the singer.
All right, let's let them go. Rogue! Metallica-ish, I guess.
Absolutely. And from what he told me, when he first told me he used to be in a band, they wrote a song called Joey Ramone.
A Joey Ramone song?
No, they wrote a song called Joey Ramone.
Yeah, so it's about him.
He had a really bad YouTube video of it, so I couldn't hear it all that well. So I'm just as interested as listening to this.
Yeah, well, maybe they're now have turned punk, or I don't know.
Doubtful, because he's huge. He's still a huge metal fan.
Right.
So.
I'd like to hear his Joey Ramone song anyway. So it's a metal song called Joey Ramone?
That's what they wrote.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's cool. They appreciate him, right?
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
I think everyone does. Who says... I've never heard anyone say, I don't like the Ramones. Really?
I have... Yeah. But by the end of my conversation with them, I've kind of dissuaded them at least to say, all right, I don't hate them anymore. Yeah. They're not my favorite
like,
kind of music.
Like, who can hate California sun? It's so happy.
You know, it's they didn't write.
They're not very angst, you know.
I mean, you just take the Beach Boys, you speed it up a little bit, and you got the Ramones.
Right,
you know?
Right.
About a million bands have copied them since.
Well, there you go. There's Rogue. They get a play, Bound and Shackled.
Bound and Shackled.
Is Rogue around? Call in, Rogue.
They are reuniting for the first time in 20 years. I think they're playing the Hard Rock November 11th.
I'm sure there's some people who love this. Listen. If you like Metallica, you gotta like this.
Absolutely.
What do you got there? What is it?
Loose knob.
Oh, you fixing things for me?
Trying.
Chris is going to join our ops department.
It sounds better than some of the metal that's out today.
Should I just let go? Should I let go?
It's up completely up to the front.
I can't be too much longer. If it was clean, I would have just let it go.
Exactly. I mean, like I said earlier, tape is 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting down Rogue. It's not really my cup of tea, but they're good.
This point, my voice.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, I need something to lighten me up. What happened there? I need something to lighten me up before I commit my suicide over here. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, hands out to Rogue, you know? If you love that stuff, go
absolutely.
Go check them out. I guess they're getting together again,
Hard Rock Cafe in November.
Oh, there you go. Rogue! Hey, you guys, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you for having us, sir. It was an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for letting us make our noise here.
They are Warthog, Ramones Tribute.
And we're always around. We play everywhere.
Yeah.
We try.
Book them. They're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Here's something totally different, but I love it. Yeah!
sticky sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late.
Kind means that I love you, baby. Cures heart attacks. Cures like you.
WMFO in Medford with the Stones there. How did we start that block? Well, we started it with Boston's own Rogue with Bound and Shackled. And then after that, George Baker selection, Little Green Bag. You might remember that from Reservoir Dogs. Great soundtrack. That was The Knack. Good Girls Don't. And for some reason, that song always reminds me of Nick Lowe with Cruel to Be Kind. So I played that. And another song about girls, the Rolling Stones, Some Girls. And this is actually the week that Week in Rock History, actually. back in 1978, Jesse Jackson had asked, actually Mick Jagger did, he apologized for the lyrics in Some Girls. Black girls like to F all night. He doesn't have that much jam. He apologized. Jesse wanted him to change the lyrics. He would not. He stuck to it. Good for you, Mick. It's just rock and roll. Calm down, everyone. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Hey, you know what? It's time for the Group Boston. The Boston Groupie News Report. Come in here, this dumb report. And if I swear, I'll go to court. Hey, how about that one, huh? It's a different song every week. What's going on in Boston Groupie News? Let's see. What is today? Seventh? Teen Ender? Is that right? Teen Ender, Slow Caves, Deep Secret. They're at O'Brien's tonight. Tomorrow, great show. Petty Morals are having a ballroom blitz at Once Ballroom with a flea market and art show. Also on the bill, Muck and the Myers, the Daisies, and Lady Pill. Set times and more on the FB page. It's 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's an early show tomorrow at Once. Also tomorrow night, actually this is 4 p.m., another pretty early show. The Cranktones are at Atwoods. This is a 4 p.m. show. Atwoods is a great place for dinner, too. It's another night of rock and roll trivia at Once Lounge by Rocker Zine. Starts at 7 Monday night. Bash and Pop with Tall Teenagers, Jim Shorts at the Met in Pawtucket Thursday. Slim Jim and the Mad Cows, Gold Blood and Associates, Sugar Blood are at O'Brien's on Thursday. On Friday, you can see Silver Screams, Idle Pilot, Black Chairs, and Psychic Dog at Kodo in Salem. And all sorts of other things on there. You can see all this and more at bostongroupienews.com. So go there right now. We are 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
take another chance.
Yeah, 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 babies. I'll be in your dreams, dude. Look out, look out, look out, look out. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another great crash course for the Ravers show. Thank you very much to Warthog. Woo! Awesome Ramones tribute. Go check out the archives in a little while. I'll post them, and you can always find them. If you can't find them on my crash course page, it's always at WMFO.org. It's a little hard to navigate, but find the schedule. Brian Young, or a crash course for the Ravers. You can find the last two shows from the last couple of weeks. All the shows on MFO there. Great stuff. And, go see everything we talked about and listen and always, you know, support your local bands. We love you. And, right, next week, Andy Pratt. He gave me a call this morning. Andy Pratt wants to come back. Of course, we have room for Andy Pratt, our old friend, and he always puts on an amazing performance. I think he said he's going to bring his guitar this time. Usually he brings his keys, but it's all good. Until next time, see ya!
And in the end...